All right, back again, talking money. Roy Matlock Jr., the Money Business Hour, where we talk to you about the things that matter, called raising your income and being able to put the gap between your income and your outgo into the right things. Today, we're starting with kind of the six, you know, cleanup steps when it comes to your money. And right now, we're talking about the GPS. And so we start out, we have to have the GPS. And, most people, when they think about, you know, if they're going on a trip, they put their GPS in. That's the first thing they do. All right. And then they plan that vacation and they put, you know, all that time into it and stuff like that. But what if someone said to you, why don't we just plan your financial life out? Wouldn't that make more sense? Because then that would allow you to do all the things you need to do or want to do going throughout your life and doing it in a way that you're not always stressing. I remember when I first got married and, you know, I was in my 20s and, you know, broke and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the thing that really changed my life was when I got on a budget. I learned how to spend less than I make and, you know, do it before the month began. And I started going from being struggling and worried to being, you know, out of debt and got rid of the car payments like in 1987 and started saving money and accumulating money and learned the power of a bank draft where they pull it out of your account every month to where you automatically have money going into savings, that kind of thing. And so that was part of my goal. You know, I had a goal one day. I remember back then I thought, man, if I could have $40,000 a year coming in, do nothing money, I would love that. And that was back in those days. And, you know, today I obviously want more than that. But anyway, so the first thing we do in working on this GPS is we always work on our income and we make a decision. We're going to make smart money decisions. Now, what are some smart money decisions? You know, things like, you know, don't buy things that are stupid. All right. I mean, how about that? Don't go blow your money. Just because you got money doesn't mean you got to get rid of it, all right? It's okay to have money setting aside in an emergency fund to make you feel more comfortable or to have it in your mutual fund account where you can look at it every day. You know, I wake up every day and I always check what I got. I mean, I've been doing that forever and ever because it's an important part. The next thing you want to remember, it's not what you earn that counts, but what you keep. I see people all the time that they make a lot of money and they blow it all right? And then they keep thinking that they're always going to make that money. But then one day, you know, the economy turns, we have a pandemic or something like that, and the next thing you know, they've spent everything they made, and their income goes away, and then they're in trouble. And, you know, right now I was reading the number of forbearances that are happening right now that are getting ready to quit the government for, you know, as far as mortgages. We're going to see a mass of houses coming on the market. Maybe not so much foreclosures this time because most of the people now, because of the real estate market, can sell those houses, but it's going to have a big impact, and that's going to be happening real soon. And so the third part I tell people is you want to have a goal of saving 20 to 25% of your income. So if you make the mindset is that I'm going to live on 50% of what I earn, and that's going to be my lifestyle, and then I'm going to save 25% of it, and then I'm going to give the IRS probably 25%. That's a good way of looking at things. Now, if you do that, you'll start getting well-heeled pretty quick. And then if you always work on growing your income, you will be able to grow your lifestyle. So every year you want to raise your income. You know, what if you had a goal every year? I'm going to figure out a way to make more money every year. I did that. I remember I went from 1984 to 2002, and I had 18 consecutive years where I earned more money. Well, if you go do something like that and you have your income going up all the time, then guess what happens? All right, your lifestyle can go up all the time, and you can still save more money every year. And so keep that in mind. Always remember, anything managed will always improve. If you decide right now that you're going to manage your money better, you're going to budget better, it's going to improve automatically. Another one that I always have lived by is unless it's clearly defined and written, you will not stay focused enough to get obsessed. You know, I was obsessed about getting the thumb off of me. I was obsessed about not having consumer debt. I wanted to be in a position to where I had lots of free cash flow. So I put that on paper what I wanted. I had things I wanted to do, places I wanted to go, cars I wanted to drive, but all those things. And it all was clearly defined and put on paper. And then I always encourage people that have those goals and written goals and read them. Look at them every day. All right. And, you know, and this is not just your money goals. I'm talking about money, but you got your life, your physical, your family. You got all these different things that you have little bullet points that kind of keep you on track to where one day you do the right thing automatically. And it's like magic, because what you've done is you've put yourself in a position to where you automatically, because of repeating and staying focused on what works, you automatically make good choices. You know, when we first go through a learning curve, the learning curve I've heard is like a 4-part curve. The first one is you don't even know you don't know. And then one day something start happening and you're like, wow, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's the second phase, is you know you don't know. The first one is you don't even know you don't know. Now you know you don't know. Then you, once you know you don't know, you start working on researching things, starting to make good choices, but it's still uncomfortable. So what you do is you put that on paper, the correct answer to the problem, and you look at that over time until you really know what's going on. And when you do it, you're doing it, but you're called a conscious competent, and you're having to think about it to make sure you do the right thing. You get in a situation that, well, maybe I should, okay, this is the way I should do it. And then lastly, the part of the learning curve, and this is when you really have success in anything you're doing, as well as your money, you become an unconscious competent. So you just automatically make good decisions. You look at things automatically, instinctively, you've ingrained it inside of you. And so therefore you just do the right thing. Okay. That's it. And you do that through, constant learning, and you start learning about money. These are lifetime rules that cause people to get better all the time. I've been to different high school reunions and things like that, and some people know less than they did when they were in high school because they haven't worked on themselves. They haven't worked on the things that matter. And so, I mean, if you want to be physically fit, it's pretty simple. Okay. There's billions of articles on Google. If you want to learn about money, you can go to podcasts like this. You can go, you know, radio podcast, you can meet with people, you can read, you can study. Yet most people financially, they're not doing well. All right. And so it all gets down to that we start working on it. So the written goals keep us on track. Then once we have done this long enough, when we make a decision, and what I mean by making the decision, it's a done deal, then it'll always end up happening. And then as you go on, always work on your clearness and focus on being better educated. Always do that. And if you do that, I mean, you start moving forward. So that's the GPS. And then the last piece of the GPS is ask for help and find qualified mentors and be coachable. So I'm going to give an example. When I decided I was going to do take martial arts, and when I did that, I found some people that I totally trusted, that they knew what they were doing. I checked them out. They had the qualifications and all that kind of stuff. You know, I do the same thing with golf. I look for someone that can teach me. They've got to know more than me, or I can't learn from them. When it comes to money, guess what? Find somebody that you can call and that knows more about it than you. All right. And they can give you good advice and coach you and mentor you throughout your entire lifetime. You know, one of the interesting stats is like 67% of the $100,000 earners have a financial advisor. All right. But when you go to people less than $100,000, they don't have financial advisors. They need them worse. And so the people that are doing well, they're always looking for good advice from different people that are qualified in the areas. I would encourage you to do that. If you would like to get help with your money, that's what I do. I've been doing it for 35 years, and I have a team of people that can do the same thing, many of which have been with me 15, 20, 25, 30 years themselves. You can reach us at roymatlockjr.com or call 615-843-2999. We'll be right back.